Have you ever been given the advice that you should not listen to your feelings, but that they waver too much and are too much of a wild card when it comes to your motivation, determination, or completion of a task? Well, I'm here to tell you that this is the worst possible advice you could ever get, and that your feelings are pinnacle in helping you to be able to calibrate towards the best things that are in your life, and also to help you with your intuition and guidance towards the things that are not meant for you right now. Let's dive into this topic today on the podcast. Welcome to the Love in Progress podcast, where we deep dive into self-reflection and healing as a catalyst for better relationships and leadership. I am your host and educator, Nina, and I'm here to be a guide to you in that process. Let's get started. Now, if you're like me, you have likely had this specific advice given to you that you should disregard your feelings, that those feelings cannot be trusted, that they waver too much in the moment, in the experience, in the trigger, in the circumstance, and that those feelings are unreliable for you. And I'm here to tell you that it literally is the worst possible advice for you. Coming from someone who has spent years self-disconnected and self-deprecating, I want to tell you that my reconnection to my feelings, and most importantly, my self-trust around those feelings, has been pinnacle in helping me to find authenticity and alignment. Because I'm here to tell you, your feelings are not the enemy. Your feelings are the ultimate guidance system for you in calibrating towards the things that light you up or are not meant for you in this particular season. There's a reason why when you talk about a certain subject, it gives you icky feelings inside. There's a reason when your boss asks you to complete a task and you get like this sick, like, ugh, pit in your stomach. There is a reason you experience certain emotions that discourage you from completing tasks. It's because there is something in your guidance system that is showing you it needs to be addressed. Now, you may be wondering what I'm talking about with your guidance system, and I want to just calibrate here with you for a moment. Your negative emotion that you're experiencing, maybe it is disdain or disgust, or even just an aversion towards completing a task. All of that is an indicator that the way that you're currently thinking about a situation is not the same way as your highest self. And when I use the term highest self, I want you to put it into your belief construct. That can be God. That can be the universe, that can be source, that can be basically your divinely guided path, or I believe the divine guidance system that is within us all the time, that part of us that is always leading us towards love, that is always leading us towards the best and highest growth, that's always leading us towards connection, forgiveness, patience, grace, and a whole lot of freaking fun, because I believe that's what we came to this earth and to have this physical experience is all about. Women and men are that they might have joy. And I believe when we connect with that divine source energy, that God-like energy, that we can experience that greatest joy. So when we have a contrast, a feeling that is less than desirable, we can interpret this on a very base level of I am thinking about this in a different way than my higher self, God, universe, source, is thinking about it. And when I had that shift in understanding, everything changed regarding my emotions being truly a compass, a guidance, a format for me to help calibrate back to that highest good, to that source, divine God energy. And when I could take a beat and say, okay, negative emotion, why are you talking to me right now? What am I looking at here in a different way than the way that God is looking at it? Then everything changed. I didn't start to fear or worry or judge my feelings, but instead I use it as a little check engine light, a little alarm system going off saying, The way I'm approaching this is not in my highest view. And when I shifted that, goodness, I started to cultivate something unexpectedly. And that's what I want to talk about with you today. I cultivated self-trust. I cultivated deeper self-connection. Because here's what I know and I believe is that that divine source energy, that inspiration is within you all the time. But oftentimes we cloud it with our current perspective, with our current worry, with our current discouragement, with honestly some of the physicality of it, the how of it. And that disconnection from that true knowing within all of us and within, I believe, this ecosystem of our divine family, that's what creates the negative emotion. This anger or frustration or judgment towards others is coming because we are thinking about it in a different way than source is. Than God is. And so feeling negative emotion is not an enemy. And it's certainly not something to dismiss or distrust. If so, we're turning off our guidance system. How in the heck are we ever even able to understand or trust a gut feeling if we start dismissing our feelings? Let me just ask you this. Have you ever fallen in love with someone? Have you ever chosen a place to live? Have you ever made an educational or a professional move without engaging with your emotional guidance system? You would laugh at me and say, "Of course not, Nina." Your feelings were the key calibration to helping you know you were in love with that person. To help you know exactly where you should choose to sign the lease or get into the contract to pay the mortgage. Or more importantly, the experiences you were choosing into in a community. Same with your educational or professional moves. You do it because you are drawn to it with that beautiful heart of yours, that beautiful emotional connection to the decision. It's a key part of your humanity. Likewise, have you ever just felt off when you met someone, not really knowing why? And then you dismiss it and move forward with a relationship with this person and come to find out, they are not a good match for me. Or they bring in toxic topics, or this is not a healthy relationship in any way, shape, or form. That gut feeling is key in helping you to identify in a similar way an alarm that this isn't the right choice for you. So when we disregard our feelings in certain circumstances, it's really hard to know when to trust them. And consequently, it's really hard to know when to trust ourselves. So I want to just cast a little importance to you here today. That your feelings matter. What you're intuitively checking into when it comes to your broad array of emotions is key in helping you to understand the environment with which you are making a decision right then and there. And that you can and should trust your feelings. If you're feeling an aversion to something, take a beat. What is it here that's trying to be communicated to me from source? Likewise, if you're feeling fired up and excited and encouraged about something, trust that too. Perhaps you're thinking, you know what, Nina, I have felt that fire lit within me and I followed my heart on something and I got my heart broken. I'm here to tell you that was purposeful, my friend. Because standing here on the other side of many broken and challenging relationships, I'm here to tell you I'm a changed woman for every single heartbreak. I learned something further about how I want to love people and how I want to be loved. by people. And while it's so hard, and my compassionate friendship and love goes out to you, I know that you will be changed because of it. And if you felt in the moment that you should pursue that relationship, then you've got to trust it, that that was the road you were meant to go on. And perhaps you can maybe identify some red flags along the way that were your feelings trying to talk to you to help you get out of that relationship or circumstance or situation that you disregarded. Because those are important messages too. Gosh, I feel like this is such an important topic, and I hope that I'm impressing it well upon you right now as you're listening, that your feelings are super important to your calibration system, to your intuition, to your best next steps. And when you can truly listen to that, then you will be able to cultivate deeper self-trust. And I believe you'll be able to calibrate to good feeling emotions more of the time, because you'll be able to quickly understand when that negative emotion comes up that it is an indicator for you to pay attention to something that you possibly weren't paying attention to before. So, lastly, I want to talk about how thoughts lead to emotions. If I were to potentially restructure some of this advice that I said is horrible for you to disregard your feelings, I would say potentially disregard some of the thoughts that led to the feeling. If I'm experiencing what I would consider a negative emotion, I don't consider emotions good or bad. Some are more uncomfortable than others, but they're all indicators of something happening. But if I were to be experiencing a negative emotion, I would back up and say, what thought was I thinking when this emotion came? And then I would look at how is this thought a different way of thinking than the way that my higher self is likely thinking? Because if it's not aligned with love, if it's not aligned with self-grace, if it's not aligned with other grace, if it's not aligned with forgiveness or joy or ease or clarity, then that makes perfect sense as to why I'm experiencing negative emotion. And you know what? When I take a beat and ask myself, what is my higher self thinking about this exact situation? You know what? 99% of the time it tells me, ease up. Ease up. Give yourself more grace, Nina. Give them more grace in this situation. This is not a big deal. Ease up. We get awfully serious about things. And while major decisions in your life can change the course of things, I want you to know that life is never done till it's done. You have a chance every day to start new. You have a chance to change your relationships, to change your circumstances, to change the way that you think, and to overall change your disposition. Because every opportunity that you are still breathing, that heart is beating within you, you can change. You can change anything you want. And I believe that you are meant to feel joy most of the time. And that you can trust those good feeling feelings to lead you to further good things. And those feelings that are telling you to take warning are purposeful and important too. Your feelings are talking to you, my friend, and you should not dismiss them. They are important in understanding your calibration system. And I know that as you further cultivate an environment with which they're accepted, your feelings will become more discernible. I know it. And you'll feel greater self-connection and ultimately greater self-trust. So today in your reflection and implementation process, I want to give you this bit of advice. Ask yourself, when you experience a negative emotion, what thought was I thinking when this emotion came up? And how is it different than how my higher self is looking at it? And am I in a proper alignment right now with revelation, inspiration, and intuition? Or am I running off of the thoughts and feelings that maybe are in the collective around me? Am I under the influence of someone else and someone else's impressions, feelings, and intuition? And coming into that individual place, which often for me is just breathing, clearing out the influence of other people and just checking in with me, I can then really cultivate that self-trust further because I can know it's coming from within me and my connection with the divine more than it is from the influence of those around me. Because we are certainly social beings. We like and oftentimes trust the inspiration of other people more than we do ourselves, but that doesn't have to stay being the truth. You can then turn the coin over and say, oh, okay, that's one influence in my world, but how do I feel about it? What's my intuition telling me? What's my personal revelation and inspiration telling me? And as you take that beat, check in with yourself, still your mind, still the influences around you, you're going to be able to tune in to that gut feeling, the one that's communicating to you all the time if you listen. So this is more about calibrating to the right frequency than it is about distrust when it comes to those feelings. I'm really excited to see how your life moving forward is going to be different as you begin to trust further those feelings within you and then ultimately make decisions based on following that calibration and guidance system that exists as those feelings begin to communicate further and clearer to you. I'm rooting you on. Don't forget to live well, look well, be well, and integrate those beautiful feelings into your everyday life. I know it will make a difference. I'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks, friend, for tuning in today and investing in your own growth. I'm proud of you. Now, remember, personal development can be inspiring and uplifting to listen to, but won't change your life until you put the learning into practice. That's where my mentorship and coursework comes in. If you're looking for accountability and real results in your life right now, then I'm here to help. Head to my website, allthingsnina.com, and explore options that will best fit you, whether that's self-guided through prompts and coursework, or with my assistance through personalized wellness mentorship. Remember, your best well life awaits. You just have to build it. Let's do it together. I'm rooting for you.